It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. My name is Alex Povey. If you're a new listener, the show is released every Sunday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a show. Every week, we invite a new guest from the fitness industry or coaching space to share their personal journey in business. We will deep dive into actionable ideas, strategies, and systems that you can apply in your life and business too. You can also access free weekly content in our private Facebook group by searching Coaching Ignited. And if you're a face-to-face personal trainer with room to take on additional clients, head over to coachingignited.com where you can apply for our 30-day client accelerator program and find out more about our business, sales, and marketing training platform. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. So we are back again with a guest this week. And we've actually got the first returning guest. Coach Carl, which is Carl Greenslade, is back on the show because we dive into some new topics that we didn't cover on the last show. So if you've not heard his original show, that is episode number 27. But today we're going to dive into a couple of different areas. We're going to talk about his trip to Kuwait, where he does some live speaking events on nutrition. But we also look at his business because he has basically split his business into an offline and online business as well. And he's running them alongside each other. And obviously the online training is a hot topic and trend at the moment. So I thought it would be great to get Carl on and really just dive into his business, how he's laid it out, how he's using Instagram to generate leads and grow his business. And he's just a great guy. So I really hope you enjoy this podcast. It's pretty short and sweet as I'm out here in the Philippines at the moment and it's super late recording this show. But sit back, relax, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you inside. All right, so we are live and I just want to welcome you back to your second episode of the podcast, Carl.
It is, yes. Thank you for bringing me back on, dude.
Now, so if anyone's listening and you want to hear kind of the original podcast we did where you can hear kind of the backstory into Coach Carl and his journey, then you can go back a couple of episodes to episode 27, I believe it is, where we cover some really good topics, don't we, about the nitty-gritty of personal training on the gym floor and moving to a studio and your whole kind of journey, which is super interesting, right?
Yeah, it was all kind of literally talking about like being in the trenches, so to speak, and doing like literally that, yeah, the nitty gritty, working with everybody and anybody, trying to work, you know, to make a living, really. And then obviously when you get a little bit more established, you can start looking at how you make, not maybe not so much specialized, but you can kind of change your tactics a little bit.
And it is a very good episode because it's very practical and there's a lot of like actionable things in that episode. So anyone listening in a mainstream commercial gym, or anyone looking to move into like a studio space, it's a great episode for that. So go check it out. But excuse me if I miss my questions or I say something a bit weird. I'm so tired. I've been on a building site for the last 8 hours out here in the Philippines building some homes for the local community. So I'm pretty knackered. So excuse me if I ask you some random things. But let's just dive into some cool topics. Let's look at some new things that you're working on. I want to explore some of the stuff that you're doing online and the split that you've got between the offline and the online stuff, which I know a lot of people are potentially going to go through that journey as well.
Sure.
But let's start with your trip to Kuwait because I think that's pretty cool. I was watching it on social. Tell us about that. What was that all about?
Yeah, come on. So basically, the reason why that came about was because I've got some contacts over there, and essentially, I kind of work with around about sort of between sort of 7 and 10 people over that way, over in the UAE, and the majority of them coming from Kuwait. Now, this actually stems back to a girl I used to be training about 3 years ago. Anyway, she came through to me because she was a CrossFitter. She wanted to basically get stronger, fitter, lean, all that sort of stuff. We did particularly well, and she was quite vocal on social media. And that's kind of where that all stems from. I actually messaged her the other day saying, you've no idea, actually, but thank you very much for helping me out with that. And she was like, oh, great. You know, and it was a great partnership because obviously she got mint results and it helped me massively with business, basically. So once I kind of realized I had a good following out there, I was like, well, do you know what I should do is, because even with, this is the thing with online PT is like, you can have clients that you'll never see, that you'll never meet them. And I was like, well, how can I meet these people? And I was like, well, let's just make a trip of it. So let's go out. And initially I was just going to go out there, see some people and kind of do that. And then, a friend of mine was like, well, why don't you do a nutrition talk? And I was like, that's a good shout. I'm yet to do a proper nutrition talk. So why don't I? So we started to set up with some gyms out there to try and find some bits and pieces. And I was kind of going through making some slides and stuff. And this nutrition talk was really cool. And then they actually, the original gym that we were going to go with, they kind of pulled it. And they're like, no. There was something, I can't remember what it was now. But anyway, they said, like, you know, it won't work. So then we were kind of like just going to let it go. But in my head, I'd gone, oh, I really want to do this talk now. Like I'd set my sights on doing this talk. So anyway, I spoke to one of my clients who she runs she's the manager of a female only gym out there. And she was like, Carl, just do it at my place. And I was like, brilliant, great shout. So yeah, in the end, we ended up going out there. We did like a full thing. So it wasn't just obviously my clients that were there. There was about 40 people that rocked up in the end. And we just did a real basics of like, obviously weight loss seminar. I used basically like a pyramid of what was the kind of foundations of what's important to least important, but even though everything is still important. And yeah, mate, it went really, really well. And obviously it's just nice to kind of get out and travel and see your clients face to face in the online world. Massive.
That's awesome, man.
It's a big thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. And not a lot of people get the opportunity to do something like that. And like looking at it now that it's passed, now that you've done it, what were some of the like key takeaways from you, or like what are some of the things that have transpired from that experience? Like what's happened?
Do you know what? I think, oh, say that again, mate. I think you broke up then.
Yeah. So in terms of like the opportunities that have maybe stemmed from that experience and going out there and meeting these groups of people on the ground, what kind of opportunities have led from that?
Yeah, well, I would say just, you know, it kind of just reaffirmed my thoughts on you still want to go and meet as many of your clients as possible because to create much better relationships with them, which I think that's a huge thing again. But in terms of like kind of doors open and like going out there and it spreads your name a lot more. Like obviously off the back of the talk, I picked up a few clients off that because obviously you're delivering value to them and you get seen as the expert. So in terms of business wise, that was good as well. And then obviously you just start to create just more connections, and then you just don't know where that might take you, you know, just by doing that one thing. Something could come up later on down the line. They'll be like, oh, you know, we saw you do this down in the gym down in Kuwait, and it could lead on to something else. You just don't know. So I think it's just making sure that you're doing things that can potentially open up other avenues, even if it's not a perfect plan, I guess.
So in terms of your business right now, because we were just having a chat about this offline, and obviously we spoke about mainly offline based stuff on the podcast number 27, if you want to check that out, guys. But we spoke mainly about offline stuff. But at the moment, you're making like a transition, or you have been doing online based stuff. Can you talk about why that transition has come about, why that you're leaning more into online? And yeah, just talk us through that whole process for you at the moment, that evolution that you're going through in your business.
Yeah, sure. I guess it kind of comes twofold, really. It comes in the form of like, you know this, and I know this, and a lot of other PTs know this. There's only so much time that you can trade on the gym floor before you are kind of capped. And you're just going to be doing so many hours that actually you probably start to deliver pretty shitty PT sessions to your clients. So it was a case of, you know, how can I leverage my time for money to a degree? But I would kind of say more so than that, it was actually more to do with the fact that because I come from more nutrition background, it was like, well, I know I can get better results when I have a sit down with people and actually talk about what they need to be doing outside of the gym. Yeah, forming an accountability thing there as well. So phone calls and stuff like that. And I was like, well, so when somebody comes into the gym, somebody wants to lose weight, they come to the gym because obviously that's the first thing they think they need to do. And then most PTs will then, you know, rag them around silly for they maybe say 40, 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes. And then they'll do a bit of a 5-10 minute nutrition talk. And it's like, that needs to be the other way around. Like if somebody wants to come in and just get strong, maybe just wants to get bigger in terms of muscle size or whatever, but like, that's fine. But for actual general fat loss, spending an hour in the gym and then about 5 minutes on talking about their lifestyle and the food is the most backwards way to do it in my head. So I was like, well, how can I make a transition where I can actually start kind of talking to these people, actually coaching these people as opposed to training these people? And that's where the online stuff comes in, because you do a sort of a 20, 30 minute, almost call it a check-in call, but essentially it's almost like a consultation call or consultant call each week. And you cover like topics and you go for their goals and make sure things are, you know, running online where they need to be going to actually make sure they're getting to their fat loss goals. Because at the end of the day, nobody needs to go to the gym to lose body fat. Like, never. If you can get somebody in a calorie deficit from the lifestyle aspects of things and get them to maybe walk every day, that individual will lose body fat and probably get to the goals that they want. The gym really just accelerates it, and it does help with a little bit of routine, should we say.
It's really interesting topic. Excuse me. Because I think the traditional thinking is you need to be face to face with a client in order to get them results. And what you're actually saying is that's not the case, because you can deliver the killer information or the thing they need in order to get the results quite comfortably, if not better, online.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll hold my hand up now and say I've got, don't get me wrong, the turnover of online clients is obviously it's going to be higher than with one-to-one, but I would say I've definitely got more results and better results with my online guys than I have done with my offline guys, for sure.
Do you think they're more accountable? So when you're training them online, do you find that your clients are more accountable versus offline?
I think, yeah, it's two kind of very different. I think it's down to the system, because like I said, it's, you know, you're booking in coaching calls with them all week, then they've got WhatsApp accessible to you all week, and so there's a lot of accountability. That accountability is a huge thing. Without that, like if somebody comes in and sees you once a week and you've got no other form of contact with them, then, you know, somebody can really overeat in 7 days and they'll just constantly keep staying in that same position all the time. And so whereas with the online thing, you know, that doesn't happen at all. But I suppose me personally, maybe just because of the stuff that I put out there, because I do talk a lot about, like, you know, calorie deficit, calories, understanding of nutrition education, all that sort of stuff. So I would hold my hands up and say a lot of the clients that come to me, they do have an understanding of that. Like, they kind of know where they want to get to. They're just struggling to get there, if that makes sense. So they kind of want to speed it up, as opposed to somebody who doesn't even know, like, you know, how to cook a chicken breast, so to speak.
So I want to dive into this a little bit more, not just the accountability, but the whole kind of mechanics of it, because it's obviously like a hot trend right now, this online business based style of running a PT business, right? And there'll be certain people in different camps, people that are offline, that are strictly offline, certain people that just want to do online, but you're blending the both right now. So you're blending, like we said before, I think off record, it was like 70% offline and then 30% online. Is that right? Is that how you've got it set up right now?
Pretty much. Yeah. That seems to be the way that things are working at the moment.
Got you. So like with the online stuff, are you acquiring the clients for your online from your offline business, or are you going about it in a different way? So are you running two completely different businesses, or are they overlapping in some way?
I understand. I guess I would call it a hybrid thing, mainly just because it is offline and online, but actually they're two totally different things. So anyone that's come to me from offline has been all from referrals, to be honest. And then when it comes to the online stuff, that's all, a lot of that comes from, the stuff that I'm putting out in terms of content on social media and stuff.
Got you. So you're getting inbound leads for the online stuff through your social, because at the moment you're putting out a lot of content. I see it on a daily basis. You do a lot of informational based stuff.
Yeah.
And the Coach Carl Ramblings as well, which are notorious. In the nutritional space. Let's talk about that, because obviously that's a key lead generation for you, and anyone listening to this might be able to pick up some clues as to how you're actually able to connect with your audience to get the inbound traffic. Yes, you've been doing it for a long time, but I'm guessing there's certain steps you're taking in order to increase the chances of you getting inbound leads or creating those relationships that lead to online clients. What are the steps, Carl? Like, what process do you go through?
Yeah, well, I guess, do you know what? So I've gone through a few different ways of doing this. And I guess maybe it kind of goes with the times as well. Like, those are from a while back, like infographics were really good. So you could just put out like some little quick information and super quick, you know, 15 seconds, people can pretty much read everything that's on the screen and they can divulge this information, which is great. And that didn't go too bad. But then eventually I felt that just started to die off a little bit. So it was a case of, okay, well, what was the other ways of doing this? And I've always found that the this as well as I do, like, people buy coaches, not plans. So, you know, if I'm putting out an infographic, like, they don't, yes, okay, they could maybe the way that I write the caption at the bottom, obviously they can maybe get a bit of my personality through there. But honestly, right now, like, video is, especially on Instagram as well, now that they've done the IGTV and they've pulled it over to like that front, the front grid, when you post. So that's now become my biggest way of getting my personality across by actually doing the same content as I was doing before, but now I'm just doing it on a whiteboard.
That thing you mentioned then, I've heard that a couple of times, the IGTV. So are you finding that there's way more engagement on IGTV right now versus just the 1 minute clips or stories? Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, I think they've both got their place. I mean, like, I never kind of, if I'm honest, like, I actually started doing more videos now that the IGTV has come in. And the reason why I personally find it easy is because it gives you, obviously you don't want to be doing super long videos, because we've got to remember, like, Instagram's still a very short kind of time frame of what people will stay on it, like it's like seconds apparently, like, you know, to get someone's attention or whatever. But with the IGTV, you do have the ability to do something that's over and over a minute, which is great. I think it's like up to 10 minutes. But if you can do a video that's like anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes of something that, you know, is going to be engaging for the individuals, then it now means that I can just do a video one take. Because I basically, I'm essentially the whiteboard wisdom is me, essentially it's me writing my own notes on there, but for people to see. And then I can talk about it. So I do that all in one take, and then I can do a video in about 10, 15 minutes, and then I can get it uploaded as well. So it's been super, super quick. Whereas I feel with the, personally with the, when it was like, you only had a minute, the editing side of things, because I'm so shit with technology, I was just finding it an absolute faff and it was taking up too much time. So I was doing more pictures and the infographics then, but now the IGTV thing has changed a little bit. It's made my content way easier to do.
So in terms of like Instagram, I'm guessing this is your number one platform where you hang out and generate business, or are you using Facebook and LinkedIn right now?
So Instagram is definitely like 90-95% for sure. Absolutely. Just because I enjoy the platform. I think it's quite fun to use. It's you can play on it and you can do lots of kind of different things. But Facebook is, for me personally, it died. Like, Facebook about 5 years ago was really good. Geez, like, you only had to put up like a food picture and people would be like, oh, how do I eat like you? And you could get clients. It's not like that anymore at all. You know, it's more like a long form way of doing things. And I don't really work in long form. Mine's a bit more short, sharper way of getting content out there. Even with a 3 to 5 minute video, it's still quite short in relative terms. So yeah, so on Facebook, I'll just put up a couple of bits and pieces and stuff like that, but I don't get a lot of traffic from there. And LinkedIn, I'm on it, but I actually don't really understand how to use that platform.
Got you. So back to Instagram now. As someone that's a user that's using it for generating leads and business, like, where do you see it going for you? Do you think this is going to be your main lead generator as you scale further and further online? Or do you see it kind of declining in terms of its capability of generating new leads and you're looking elsewhere, or like what's your thought process around Instagram right now?
Yeah, no, I mean, right now it's doing the job, absolutely. But then, like I said, you'd asked me this 5 years ago, I said Facebook's doing the job. So, but I guess the way to look at it is if Instagram dies off, something else will come out. Do you know what I mean? There'll be something else. I mean, don't get me wrong, obviously, the more that we're on it, the obviously there's more competition on there. But I guess the way that I hate to say competition because we're all here to help people, really. But, you know, if you want to try and create a business out of it, I guess you've just got to make sure that you are engaging it, your content's good. That's the smartest way to do it. And that, like I said, that's why I feel the videos right now are helping me out a lot, because I can get my personality across and people like my no bullshit approach. You know, I tell it how it is. I'm not going to pussyfoot around anybody when it comes to them getting results, because there's too many snowflakes. And I feel people need to be told a little bit harsher these days. It's more my kind of way of coaching is these are the repercussions of what's going to happen if you continue to keep doing what you're doing. So it's slightly negative to initially, but then once they kind of go, fuck yeah, I really don't want to do that, then you kind of throw in with the positives and go, right, cool. Now this is the shit that we're going to do to get you out of this place. That's kind of how I found it. So, sorry, yeah, it's kind of a bit of a tangent there, but to go back to the original thing, like right now, yeah, Instagram's good. I mean, I was at an online marketing day on Sunday. We're looking at other ways of how things are being done at the moment with running free challenges and stuff, which seem to be working quite well. I've yet to do one at the moment just because I haven't needed to. But it's one of those things, and it's like, always make sure you've got more tools in your arsenal to use if you need to use them.
So, and we'll move on to that paid traffic thing in a second, because I'm sure it's on your mind and you've got some ideas around scaling this thing beyond where it is today. But in terms of like Instagram and how you approach it, like, how important do you think it is to be authentic in what you do online?
Oh, mate, massively. Do not try and hugely just be yourself. Because, we'll put it this way, if somebody signs up to you and you've got this different persona and then you're not that when they start working with you, they're going to be like, you know, you're a bit of a fake, a bit of a phony, so to speak. But yeah, you have to be yourself. So if that means... like, I swear a lot. I don't care. I do. And yeah, you'll get the odd thing. Person will be like, oh, you know, I really liked what you did, blah, 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 blah. But oh, I really don't think you should swear enough. I think you're swearing too much. But then that one person versus the other 10 people that go, I fucking love how you put your stuff out. It's great. Right. So you're always going to get that one person who's going to be like, oh, I don't like it like that. It's not very good. Whereas everybody else will be like, thank you for just saying it how it is. And at the end of the day, dude, like, you, nobody's forced to come and stay and follow you. If they don't like it, they can fuck off.
No, I love that approach. It's like, you just don't want to be vanilla, because obviously you need to be polarizing in some way in order to cut through the noise, because everyone's shouting the same message.
Yep.
And so your authenticity then becomes your marketing weapon, doesn't it? Because it attracts people and it repels people. Do you ever get like haters or anyone calling you out online?
Mate, do you know what? I did this one post, right? And this is where you've got to be careful how you word things. So I did this post, which was like, it was like five foods that are still keeping you fat, right? And it was basically, even though I started it with, even though there are no foods that are off the table. Now, clearly I didn't probably highlight that enough. I said, these foods aren't going to be helping you with your fat loss goals. And basically named a few of them. It was things like it was a shit that people just like spoon out of a jar and not even think about it. Like I eat more culprit peanut butter, right? Stuff like that, that people are just fucking deep throating till nighttime and then wondering why they're not losing any body fat. And oh my God, did I get, it was like a snowball effect. Like one person jumped in and went, well, surely you can eat whatever you want. And I was like, yeah, you can. That's what I said. And then another one jumped in, then another jumped in, and oh mate, it got so bad that I just went, fuck this. And I just took the post down.
Really? They went in on you.
They went fully in. Like, it got so much engagement, but I was like, this is terrible engagement. And it's like, clearly my message has just been like so overlooked, what I was trying to say. And it's frustrating because, you know, you've only got to go back on anything else that I talk about. It's like, calories, there's nothing off the table. You can eat what you want. There's like, you know, portion control, you know, flexible dieting, blah, blah, blah. This one post, because maybe I didn't highlight it enough, they just went to town. And I was like, oh, bollocks, I'll just take it out. It's not worth it.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone that wants to call you out on stuff. Yeah. Particularly once you start getting to a good level and you're getting a good following and you're actually making some kind of noise in the marketplace, there's always going to be people that have their opinions. But I think it's super important not to get sidetracked by that too much or let it affect you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can't.
In a long-term way, you just brush it off and then bounce back and then just go again. Rather than kind of thinking about it for the next week and then not putting out any content and effectively doing people a disservice who do like your content.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
So in terms of your online stuff, we were speaking about this before the podcast about when you build an online business, effectively you can create a different type of lifestyle. Now, it's not complete freedom. Like, no one's going to be able to say that it generates complete freedom because you still got to do the work, right? You've still got to service the clients. You've still got to get the clients. Still got to keep the clients. You still got to create the programs. There's still work. Yes, you can use technology to automate it, systems to facilitate the work, et cetera, et cetera. And it is scalable. But like from your standpoint, we spoke about a new destination that you're looking at. How do you think that building an online business can change your lifestyle and fit into how you want to live your life?
Yeah, totally. Like, I get, so this is the thing, like, when you're a one-to-one coach, like, dude, I fucking love one-to-one coaching. That's why I still do it. Now people say to me like, oh, you know, could you make more money if you weren't doing one-to-one coaching? I'm like, well, do you know what? I probably could, because the time, the 20 hours that I'm doing, you know, on the gym floor, should we call it, or in the studio, could be, you know, that could be 10 hours of doing, you know, more of my business, right? Putting out more content or doing whatever to learn how to get another 10, 20, 30 clients online. But I absolutely love the one-to-one stuff. That's why I got into the job. But the thing is with that, as us coaches, is it does mean that we are stuck to one venue. Right. So then, and that's where pretty much all our client base is going to be. So we're no different than anybody else when it comes to wanting to do take holidays. And, you know, like, when I say anybody else, I guess I'm kind of more talking like 9-to-5ers, so to speak. You know, we want to take holidays, we kind of got to book it off and stuff. And, you know, and you can only take a certain amount over the course of the year before, you know, your client's going to be like, mate, you're never here. This is pointless. So with the online, yes, it does leverage your time a little bit more. And I guess if you go totally online, now all of a sudden, geographically, it doesn't matter at all. You can work with anybody in the world, and anybody in the world can work with you. So now you're not stuck to these four walls anymore that you used to be. So that opens it up hugely. And as long as you've got a laptop and the internet, you're good to go. You can be anywhere in the world.
I think it's worth I think I've got cement dust in my throat because it keeps. I cannot stop coughing. Sorry. But it's probably worth drawing a distinction, because I know there's a lot of coaches that I speak to personal trainers, because we obviously help the in-person personal trainers build their client bases. And a lot of them have an idea of going online, maybe now in the future. But yeah. I think it's probably worth you drawing a distinction from someone that's actually going through the process right now, that they're two completely different businesses, and like offline is completely different to online. I know that's obvious, but maybe a lot of people don't get it, that you are going to be sat on a laptop versus in a gym overseeing moves and exercises. You're going to be on a laptop creating email campaigns, marketing, creating content like you do on Instagram, building programs, doing Zoom calls or Skype calls, building Facebook groups and communities. Like, it is heavily marketing based in comparison to running an offline business, right?
Totally agreed, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mate, literally, honestly, everything you just said there is totally true. And this is the thing, like, with the online stuff, like, I never, I wasn't great at school, I wasn't a big fan of being behind computers and that sort of stuff. So me kind of getting into the fitness industry and doing and becoming a PT was almost a no-brainer, really, because it's very, you know, it's very tactile, it's physical, it's, you're with people. I'm a very personal person as well. I love being around people and helping. So then for all of a sudden, majority of my day to be on a laptop now is like, it almost makes no sense. It does make sense. Of course it does. But this is the sacrifice that I make to be able to, I guess, leverage my time a little bit better and help more people that aren't just the 30 people that I work with in the studio, you know? So yeah, it's, yeah, you're totally right.
What do you enjoy about doing the online coaching stuff? Because from a spectator, I obviously follow your journey. I see you on Instagram. I see you posting results, the roughnecks, as you call them. Where did that come from, by the way?
Hey, Coach Carl's roughnecks. Do you know where that came from? Do you remember Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Do you remember Rico's roughnecks?
Rico's roughnecks. I know. So this is where it's come from.
This is where it's come from. And then that's where it initially came from. And then when I was doing a couple of years over in Australia as a kids camp instructor, in our downtime, we'd always watch films. And I think me and the lads just put that film on. We were like, Rico's Roughnecks. And they used to be like, whoa, like this at the end of it. And then I started to use it because we used to obviously like lead 30 kids around this assault course that we used to do, like high ropes, canoeing, all this sort of stuff. So I used to call them, I might start calling them Green Slays Roughnecks. And I said to my mate, I was like, oh, why don't you do the same? He's like, I can't. I was like, why? He said, because my name's called Chris Seaman. Seaman's Roughnecks. So I was like, yeah, don't do that. So that's where it came from.
Okay. Got you. So kind of back to the original point, because I wanted to get clear on that, because I think that's essential for everyone to know where the roughnecks came from. Now we've got that cleared. In terms of the online stuff, though, like, what do you like about it? Because you say you love the offline, and that's why you got into this business. But, like, you're loving the online space and working online. What do you like so much about the online space?
I think, so first and foremost, I like it because I can help more people online. And I think, I know I can help and get better results online as well. So that's first and foremost is the important thing for me. Then after that, it is nice that I can, just have that freedom and flexibility to bob into a coffee shop and do some work from a completely different location every day. Don't get me wrong, I say a location in Manchester, but you still can if you want to. You can do it wherever you want. Sometimes I just do it on my balcony in the flat, which is nice. Other times I'm doing it in Alberts in Didsbury, which you know very well. So that just little bit of freedom there is really nice. Like I do enjoy that bit, absolutely. But I think I enjoy that bit because I have the one-to-one. If it was just me behind a laptop in a coffee shop, dude, it's actually a very lonely existence.
Yeah, it's super interesting that you talk about that balance between the offline and the online. Like anyone listening to this, I hope it gives them some kind of perspective on you don't have to be all or nothing when it comes to online. I think that's quite refreshing to hear that you're doing it. It's almost like a balanced business lifestyle, right? Where you have got your offline clients, which you thoroughly enjoy, but then you've got this online business, which is scalable and can give you some more freedom later on, and you can pivot and you can go fully online if you wanted to, right?
Absolutely. That's just it. Exactly. So you kind of go, right, I can go, right, okay, I can reduce these hours down, and certainly not take on any more clients, and then I can focus a bit more on that and go for it. But then on the other hand, it's kind of like if I drop a couple of clients online, like if you're an online coach and you let's say you've got like 20, 25 people, you drop, let's say a load of people just hit results and they're like, right, cool, thanks, bye. And you're now down to like sort of like, I don't know, let's say 19, 20 clients, and you just start going, fuck. Like, and it can kind of give you that horrible entrepreneur, I hate the word, but the entrepreneur feeling of like the highs and the lows. So when you've got like your online, your offline stuff, just kind of, that's just another part of the business, which is kind of keeps doing what it's doing, because those guys stay with you for a lot longer. And the reason why they stay long with you for longer is because you become a part of their life and you're a lot more personable in an online, in a one-to-one setting. It's not that bad. I can just continue to just keep doing what I'm doing, just keep putting my stuff out there. People will pick it up and ask to coach me. Some weeks I'll get a lot of inquiries, some weeks I won't get any inquiries, but at no point do I shit the bed and think, fuck, I'm really struggling here, because the two just marry up quite nicely.
Love that. So we're going to keep this one short and snappy. Anyone that wants to hear the full version of you, your backstory. Obviously, go back a couple of episodes, check that out. But I want to wrap things up on this kind of note. What would you say to anyone right now that's in a position where they've got an offline business, but they're thinking of doing what you're doing, maybe doing a 70-30 split, or they want to transition, or they want to dabble in the online space? Maybe three steps that you've taken in order to make that happen, or get the first client, or create maybe like a minimum viable product that you're using right now to service clients. Some of the steps that you would take, what would they be?
Yeah, well, I guess so. If you're just in the one-to-one space at the moment and you want to try and transition over, I guess you, first of all, you definitely got to start getting more of a presence online, without doubt. So even if you are just a one-to-one PT, you should already be doing essentially what I'm doing, which is putting out content, because that's actually another way for, even if you're in a commercial gym or a private gym or whatever, like that's still a great way for you to get clients, because they see you from there, and then you talk about, oh, by the way, I work in this space. But anyway, you should already start trying to build that up, and don't worry, everyone starts from zero followers, like we've all been there. So that would be the first thing, absolutely. Then I would be talking about like how you can get results online and offline are essentially the same thing, yeah? So even though you've got, these are the results that I got with somebody in person, I can replicate these results with somebody online as well. And I can do this to help X, Y, and Z. And then really it's just a case of, you know, just be consistent with it. That like this kind of thing I say with everything, you've just got to be consistent with doing it, and don't expect it to happen in like, you know, in 3 months time that you've got 30 online clients. Absolutely not. It will take time. So like I know a lot of people online where, not necessarily in our industry, but where they're like, you know, don't, so some of them are saying like, don't expect to make good money until you're talking like 6-9 maybe even a year down the line. You know what I mean?
So playing that long-term game.
Yeah, so you've got to play the long-term game. You just start putting stuff out and expect people to come and work with you straight away. It's like, well, what value have you given them? You haven't given them any value. Before and afters these days don't really work that much that well either. Like just going like, here, you know, here's a transformation. Here's my coaching. Come work with me. People are like, well, this guy's cheaper. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to make sure that you're actually doing everything that'll work. So I would say those three things are the things that I would advise that somebody starts looking at to come from or to go from the one-to-one space over to the online one-to-one space. Yeah.
Awesome. Really great advice as always. Thank you so much for coming on. So last minute, great to jam with you. And there's some nice little nuggets in there for people. Nice little show. So appreciate you coming on, buddy. If anyone wanted to check you out, find you on Instagram where you hang out. What is the IG handle that you want us to
Instagram is Coach Carl UK, and that's pretty much, you know what, that's pretty much the only one. I'm Carl Greenslade on Facebook, but there's not really much point on that one, to be honest. So yeah, if anyone just wants to ask questions or whatever, dude, then that's probably the smartest place to try and grab me.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, I would be really grateful if you could leave a short review or post a comment on what you'd like to hear in future episodes. And if you're a face-to-face personal trainer with room to take on additional clients, head over to coachingignited.com where you can apply for our 30-day Client Accelerator program and find out more about our business, sales, and marketing training platform. See you on the next episode.